Listeners have been telling us that we owe the United States Coast Guard an apology.
That's because earlier this week, we said on the air, the Marine Corps is the smallest of the armed services.
I would say, no, they're the second smallest. We're number one.
Retired Captain Donald Vaughn of Butler, Pennsylvania, was one of the Coast Guard veterans who launched a barrage of email at our inbox.
Most folks don't know much about the Coast Guard. A lot of people don't know that we're really a member of the armed forces. Our Coast Guard Aviation Association wanted everybody to send you an email regarding the fact that we were the smallest military service.
It happens quite often that we're forgotten or overlooked because we're not part of DOD during peacetime.
Not part of the Department of Defense and not headquartered at the Pentagon, says Coast Guard Deputy Historian Scott Price.
We're under the Department of Homeland Security, but we're still the fifth armed force of the United States. A little bit bigger now than the New York Police Department, if you include civilians, active duty, and the reserves, and the auxiliary. But still very, very small.
Well, how small exactly? About 40,000 men and women patrol the coasts, assist the other branches overseas, run the lighthouses.
They also keep the port safe, license merchant vessels, and rescue commercial vessels in trouble.
The Coast Guard scrambles to get a Jayhawk helicopter rescue team airborne and on their way to the site of the emergency EPIRB beacon 900 miles away.
It happens all the time on the Discovery Show, Deadliest Catch.
The Coast Guard has a .mil email address. Coast Guard vets are buried at Arlington National Cemetery, and the president can place the Coast Guard under the command of the Navy. That happened in both World Wars.
How can we argue with that? They even have an official song.
So here's the Coast Guard marching song.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.